95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We have a chance for you to win $2,000 coming up in about 15 minutes.
That giant beast will be wandering in with some damn text word for you.
What do you think about the Loch Ness Monster?
That's one of my favorite weirdnesses ever.
Same.
Yeah. You and your little friend Bean went to Loch Ness.
We did, yeah.
Took one of those little tour boats to see if you could see Nessie.
Yeah.
And instead of trying to see Nessie, you were firing guns into the water to try and kill it, right?
It was dark, so we couldn't see into the water. And they provided us with weapons, so yes, we used them. What are we supposed to do?
They provided you with guns?
Yes, they did.
I am so going to Scotland,
man. It was pretty great.
I'm on my way.
There's a molecular ecologist named Professor Matthew Sweet who has his own theory on the Loch Ness Monster.
Okay.
And in his tweet, he says, back in the day, travelers or explorers would draw what they saw. This is where many sea monster stories come from. Tentacled and alien-esque appendages emerging from the water, giving belief to something more sinister lurking beneath. However, Professor Matthew Sweet says, in many cases, it was just whale penises.
You were saying some really weird stuff today.
Yeah.
Whale penises.
In many cases.
Detachable whale penis.
I didn't say detached.
Double whale penis.
He just said in most cases it was...
So they're upside down? Do they have them in the usual...
I don't
place?
Understand
they have
that
them on their head, right?
That's why on the Heineken 00 hotline, we're going to talk to Professor Matthew Sweet.
Oh, wow.
And get his explanation of exactly what he means by this.
Hello?
Hello, sir.
Hi, yes, this is Professor Matthew Sweet. How are you?
We're great.
Wonderful.
Thank you for calling today. We appreciate it.
By the way, I'm not the same Matthew Sweet who had the hit song Girlfriend in 1991.
I was thinking of, I was wondering.
Everybody thinks of it. It makes me crazy.
Well, I'm glad I didn't say
it
then.
Start by telling you right away, that's not me.
Oh, that's okay, not good. You.
Thank you for clearing that up.
How do you
You're welcome. Now we can get over the important stuff like whale penises.
Okay. How do you know what people were drawing was a whale penis?
Listen, it's simple fact. If you look at the old maps from the maritime days of people out in the oceans, when they talk about the huge sea creatures that are coming out of the water, if you look at the shape of the tentacle, it's identical to a whale's penis, and that's what they were seeing. They just drew it because they didn't know any better.
So the whales were upside down but near the top of the water?
Yes, listen, whales, when they mate, okay, they have several male whales in the area with one female whale, a cow.
That's right.
I love the way you talk, sir.
I'm very excited.
Yeah, I love that sound.
And they're taking turns with the lady whale. And so while they're waiting for their turn, they're swimming around and they breach out of the water. And when they breach, they often go on the belly up. And that's when you see the huge extended male whale penis in the air.
And it looks a bit like the Loch
Ness. Huge! It's a huge penis!
It is big.
And it looks a bit like the Loch Ness Monster?
You gotta see a big whale dong to really appreciate it.
I don't want to. How big are they? Do you have information on that?
Miles!
Wow!
Miles!
Holy cow! Amy, you would think that people going out whale watching would be in for quite a show. Usually, I don't remember anybody coming back from one of those with this kind of story.
Well, because they're not breeding all the time, for God's sake, they're not sex maniacs. They have other things to do.
All right.
They're eating krill and things, all right?
Right.
Got to do other things. They're not just banging all day long.
Right.
Although that would be a great life to be a whale. A huge penis banging all day long.
That would be pretty phenomenal.
I want to come back as a huge penis whale in the next life.
They call them penis whales?
Oh, yeah. It's a special breed. I know these things. I'm a professor.
I've heard that, yes. You also sing a song that we love.
Yeah.
With the song from 1991.
It's not you. Okay,
oh, all right.
Thank you for taking the time today, sir.
Well, thank you for talking penis.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
5 o'clock, it's nothing but party music, man.
That is correct. It's the Old Request Fest from 5 to 7 today.
As long as it's loud and we can find it, we'll throw it on for you.
Kimberly Winter, who goes by Kimmy Cola on TikTok, has Kimmy broken Cola. A record, a world record.
Okay.
What would you guess it is?
Having the dumbest name ever.
Nope.
Pogo sticking.
Okay, pogo sticking.
Yeah. What was that on Brady Bunch? Cindy, right? pogo sticking. Number of sex acts in one day.
I'd like to see that, but no. That wasn't it.
Most hits on a single, whatever they call them, TikTok clip video.
Most like
most hits. Hits. Yeah, whatever.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
No. Play that.
Okay. Let's hear that again. That was beautiful.
My name is Kim, or better known as Kimmy Cola on TikTok, and I just broke the world record for women's loudest burp.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Rules.
That's a thing.
That is the best.
The record holder is a person from Italy.
Not anymore.
Who did a 107 decibels.
No, that's pretty impressive.
Which is really hard to do.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this girl is, this is when she breaks it.
Someone in a plane is like, what the hell was that?
Yeah.
Well, I've kind of always known that I was able to burp loud. Ever since I was a little girl, even growing up, everyone was, they were so loud. Even my parents were just like, can you please shut up?
No, you wouldn't think your parents would say that.
Right?
Even my parents.
Oh, my God. That would be so annoying.
What I do to prepare for a big burp is I just take a deep breath in.
Everybody learn now.
And try to manipulate that into something monstrous and magical.
Is this the actual burp coming up? Is this the record breaker?
I believe it's one of them.
Sweet. All right, ladies
and
gentlemen.
It is her.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. That is so awesome. She's the best. I love her.
I realized I was probably one of the loudest women out there because one time I got kicked out of a bar for burping too loud.
Wow.
That is...
I can see a church.
That's something.
A wedding.
A bar.
Funeral.
Kicked out of a bar.
But a bar?
Yeah.
Wow.
So I simply decided to buy my own decibel meter and I burped a 109.
109.7. All right, so the decibel meter thing is supposed to be like 8 feet away.
Oh yeah.
So she was
so
holding,
she had it jammed down.
She
her
was
throat.
Holding it closer. So the record is 107,
and that's from 8 feet away.
Yes.
Okay.
I already knew I was loud. I already had the confidence. I just needed to get the right mixture in my belly to produce this world record breaking burp.
By the way, this great story with that horrible music.
I love that music.
Make the music stop. Quit adding crappy music to everything. All right, here we go.
One of 7.3, he said, while you were talking.
107.3.
She set the new world record.
8 feet away.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yes. That is reason to celebrate. That rules.
Kimberly Winter.
Well done, Kimberly.
Well done.
We love your name now.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What's up?
You know, it's funny. That song right there, I've seen more artists claim that as their favorite Stone song. Just different artists, different genres, all sorts of different humans across the years. I love that song.
That is a good song.
Right in the middle of a twofer from the Stones.
I'd like to do it in case you missed it from yesterday, if
okay.
you don't mind, quickly.
Sure.
And that is the man rushed to ICU after crunching lung while masturbating too hard.
Did you ever find more details about that? Like, how do you hurt your own lung?
I don't know. We did this in the 5 o'clock hour, though, and I just want to make sure everybody's aware of this, that I don't know why you need to go that hard.
It could be dangerous. I'd go there. I see. I.
That's not what I meant. Apparently, there's a way that your lung can leak air.
Okay.
And so it leaks air into your ribs and your shoulder blade and all around your lung.
I hope it makes like a balloon noise.
It makes
it
a crackling noise.
Oh, not like a high-pitched, like a balloon, like when you're letting air out. That's not good.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
I mean, especially if you're going to town, you know, if you're treating your body like a wonderland or whatever it was.
Right, I think that's what it was. But I mean, how can one cause the other?
I don't know, man.
How is it possible to need to be active enough
alone
to tear, according to this article, your lung?
That's what the neighbors are definitely like. Keep it down in there.
Right. What are you doing? No, that's the noise. So I'm just saying, be aware of it.
Yeah.
It exists.
Yeah.
Go easy.
Public service from Kevin.
Take some time.
That's very thoughtful of you.
You don't need to rush.
No. And, you know, if you're screaming and you're hurting your lungs, just dial it back like half.
Maybe just give a little. Give yourself a, say, 30-second break.
Maybe. Go back to it later.
I'm just saying, it can be very dangerous. Don't tear your lung. Rest.
But wait, there's more.
DJs that talk over the music suck. Am I right?
Yeah, when they fill a hole.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Here's the headline. We are conjoined twins and share a vagina.
Can you run that past me one more time?
We're conjoined twins and share a vagina.
How old are they?
22.
Okay. All right.
But only one of us has a boyfriend.
Run that past me again.
Only one of them. They're conjoined twins, so they're joined at the hip.
And they share a vagina.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But only one of them has a boyfriend.
That's not accurate. Unless they're not doing anything at all.
That's ever. A great question.
Thank you.
Here they are talking about meeting the boyfriend.
Well, I'm asexual and aromantic.
So just no on that front, right?
No. I've been dating my current boyfriend for about a year and a half.
I mean, I guess I could see that happening and be like, I don't want to be with anybody after seeing what's going on with my sister right here, who's always right here.
But they share a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe they can flip a switch. Which one is on?
AB?
Yeah.
Left, right?
Yeah.
Right on. What's his name?
Daniel.
Daniel. How'd you meet Daniel?
We met off of Hinge.
You can dab me up if you want.
It's a reporter trying to get a date on Hinge from them.
Is that the same reporter?
Dial me up.
From Detroit?
I didn't recognize him. No, that was not the same one.
That dude was the best. I could see him being down with it.
The twins were born in Mexico but grew up in Connecticut, share a pelvis, a reproductive system, a liver, and a bloodstream.
Wow, that's hardcore.
That's a lot of sharing.
That is a lot.
They each have one leg. Carmen controls the right one.
Oh, man, are you
Can
serious?
You imagine?
No, how long did that take
trying
to learn?
To walk?
Wow, that's impressive.
It's not all rainbows and sunshine, they say.
I would have thought, yeah.
We go to movies and concerts and share one seat, and we travel on airplanes.
Wait, do they charge him twice? I wonder how they charge.
I don't think so.
It's
I think
two brains enjoying the movie, so you would think.
I don't know.
Who's going to make that call? I need
Who's
to get my manager.
Stand up to make that.
Hold on just one minute.
We go to concerts and movies all the time, share one seat. They explain they've never tried to have the surgery that would separate them because it would be fatal to one or both.
Yeah, I would think.
So it's too risky.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for Ralph to jump in.
Nope.
With a silly falsetto or something.
Nope, it's a real story.
Are you going to retweet this at Kevin and Sluggo?
Okay. Yes. When they were little, they had physical therapy to learn how to sit up and work their legs and took their first step when they were 4.
That's so much work. That's really impressive.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah.
They have a bit of a different outlook. Carmen has a boyfriend named Daniel. Lupita, as you just heard, is asexual.
Nope, she's got a boyfriend named Daniel, too.
She does, too, doesn't she?
100%.
I've never tried to hide the fact that I'm a conjoined twin, says one of them. I don't know which.
No, how would you do that?
Which means I got a lot of messages from guys with fetishes.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, sure.
Oh my God. It's not. Carmen met her boyfriend dating app Hinge, we just mentioned, in 2020. She said he set himself apart by not asking her a question about being a conjoined twin to start off their conversation.
I mean, that's got to be rare.
He was the first one that didn't start, get out of the gate with it.
Granted, it was the second question, but still.
Sure.
No, wow.
Even though she and Daniel are dating, Carmen said they are not sexually intimate with each other.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which makes a lot more sense. Yeah, during the interview last year, she described their bond as more of a close friendship.
Mm-hmm. Until the video gets made.
Although, they do say Lupita isn't dating Daniel. Carmen says the two get along really well, which is important.
What the hell does she do while
That's
they're
important.
Sitting there macking or talking or whatever? What's she doing?
Well, here's an answer for you.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
Funny because I stay up later than Lupita, but when Daniel sleeps over, I fall asleep quickly while he stays up talking with her. So he talks to the sister.
Am I dreaming this?
After she falls asleep. No.
This doesn't. Wow.
This is a true story. I found it in the New York Post.
In the Inquirer.
The two can also feel each other's feelings, literally.
Wow.
I can feel when Carmen is anxious or about to cry, Lupita revealed.
Ooh, that's interesting.
It's the same stomach drop.
Huh. Wow.
So that is a real story, and they are real, and they live in Connecticut. So get on the plane and head out to Connecticut.
You know, I can only hear Weird Al's version of that. I Love Rocky Road.
Yeah, true.
Every time. There's that like five songs that he's permanently stuck in my head wrong.
Well, Sligo and I were recently talking about our drinks of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Mine being vodka, because it doesn't give me a hangover.
And mine
unless
is...
I really do it.
You know. And mine is vodka, which always gives me a hangover because I always overdo it.
Well, sure. If you overdo it, it's a given.
Yes. There's a couple people that say Tito's doesn't give you a hangover.
Is that right?
I've proven them wrong. But for the most part, I do like Tito's. Do you have a favorite brand of vodka?
Belvedere.
Oh,
not
okay.
That we're getting paid for this, but...
Yeah. You get paid for anything. Are you kidding?
Did you know there was something called 90s. Whiskey fungus?
Whiskey fungus?
Yes.
No. My woman drinks whiskey. She listen up. Whiskey fungus.
There's whiskey fungus is
what?
A thing.
No.
There is an owner of a distillery in New York that wants to expand operations, mm-hmm. but his neighbors are saying no because of whiskey fungus.
Has he not seen The Last of Us?
I don't.
It's a fungus, wasn't it?
I can't answer that. This is the report.
Okay.
The owner of a distillery in the town of York is looking to expand operations.
Yeah, but a group of neighbors and a fungus apparently that thrives on alcoholic vapors may stand in his way.
I could be a fungus that thrives on alcoholic vapors.
Now in Kentucky and Tennessee, where these distilleries do age millions of barrels of liquor, this fungus has blackened entire towns.
Wow.
I'm sorry. This fungus has blackened entire towns.
You're tuning in right now. We're not talking about The Last of Us.
Whiskey fungus.
Wow. That doesn't sound good.
No.
That sounds really bad.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Neither did I. Never heard of it.
And it's the subject of numerous lawsuits.
As CBS 13's Brad Rogers shows us, it's the same fungus now found in York near the distillery.
The fungus is called Bedoinia compneacensis.
Say sure. That 17 times fast, buddy.
Sure.
Commonly referred to as whiskey fungus. It feeds and grows off the fumes of alcohol. And a sample collected by neighbors near the Wiggly Bridge Distillery confirms it's here in York.
It is a black fungus that's sticky and hard to get off your home.
Adam Flaherty lives a quarter mile from the distillery on Route 1. Health officials say without studies on long-term exposure to whiskey fungus, there is not enough evidence to show it poses a health risk.
Yeah, but you want sticky black fungus all over your house just because some guy wants to make some damn whiskey.
There's not enough evidence to prove that it's bad for
you.
Yeah,
not enough.
It could be. They could prove it to be good for you. Who knows? At this point, who knows?
It could rot your guts out from the inside, but you know, there's not enough proof.
But Flaherty and his neighbors aren't willing to take that chance.
Oy. I've got young kids, and I don't want them breathing that in for years if we don't know if it could be detrimental to their health down the road.
Even if it isn't, get it off my house.
That is black fungus.
Go to hell.
I don't like it.
David Wood, whose family owns and operates the Wiggly Bridge Distillery, declined to comment.
No, go away, get off my land. Don't buy my whiskey. No comment. You want a whiskey?
But they've applied to build two more whiskey houses to store their barrels. In a study published last month, UMaine researchers took 100 samples within a mile radius of the distillery and found the fungus in several locations.
You hear the way he said that?
He does sound like he's been partaking.
He talked to me for a little while.
This is the next part is my favorite part.
Oh, nice.
And it's how our government works. Go ahead.
The UMaine study says it is highly likely the distillery is the source of the cluster of whiskey fungus spores.
Really? It's highly likely, is it?
No, whiskey fungus spores are showing up from across the ocean.
Some dude in the area is drinking so much whiskey that it's not from the distillery. They suspect it's coming from the distillery.
It could be coming from the hell, I don't know.
So I have two answers for this.
Yes, talking to Freaky.
Nobody likes black fungus.
No, not a big fan.
B, sack up, we need our whiskey.
B, B, B.
Give me five.
My boy. Lumps on the head, smashes in the face.
Songs in a row.
Kicks to the head.
Slugo.
It is all about animals. We're going to be talking about how to train your animal in a little while, but it's five songs with animals in the title, and of course, the word animal fits as well. Def Leppard, on 95.5 KLOS. Give me five songs with animals in the title, and you were trying to think of the song you wanted to request?
Hey, come to snuff the rooster. What the hell is that song?
Yeah. You said it. Rooster. Yeah.
There you go, buddy.
Alice enjoying the day in chains. That's a damn good song.
I like it. I like it a lot.
Color it done. Who are you?
My name is Lawrence.
Well, clearly that one fits for the Gimme 5 today. Songs with animals in the title. Zep, Black Dog. Do you have something?
How about a monkey wrench?
That's one of my favorite Foo Fighters song. That's a good idea.
And I have to say that little episode you guys just did that had a girl with three ribs broken laughing so hard it hurt.
It is. Give me five songs with animal in the title. You got something for us?
I sure do.
What do you got?
How about White Rabbit by Jefferson Airplane?
Oh, I love that song. That's a great song.
Right on.
I used to pick that needle up on the 45 and put it back at the beginning of the song over and over and over and over and over.
So did I.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
Tickets for Metallica coming up.
Yeah, you got to be listening for some dude saying, ha! And when you do, sometime between 5 and 6, be caller 25. We got a pair of tickets for you to see him at SoFi Stadium this Sunday night.
Did you know that stealing U-Hauls is a huge problem at motels and hotels?
Oh, that would suck. You're moving across country and you're doing a U-Haul thing. You're not exactly on the rich side. Coming
right?
out in the morning from the motel room that sucked because it stunk and the bed was horrible. And your U-Haul is gone?
Yes, your truck and your U-Haul.
That's horrible.
Both.
Wow.
Now, I'm going to let you fill in the blank here.
Okay.
There's a question and I'm going to ask you halfway through the story. Here
okay.
we go.
All right.
As you know, this unfortunately happens all the time. U-Hauls stolen from hotels across the city, just like this one. But as you pointed out, today's case is disturbing and surprising.
This one really shook a lot of people up.
Last night, a black truck and a U-Haul trailer stolen from this hotel parking lot near Yale and Gibson. Inside that trailer.
Inside that trailer.
Fill in the blank.
Inside that trailer. So inside the trailer.
Yes.
I'm hoping it's not anything alive that they left overnight in the parking lot.
I would hope so, too.
So hopefully grandma wasn't out there. I'm going to say something horrible like a giant boa constrictor. Oh, I guess that's alive, though.
Yeah, that is alive.
Yeah. All right, I'm not going to go with that after all.
All right.
Emergency medical supplies for needy children. Lots of that.
Wow. That's good. That's
stolen.
A good one. I was thinking of stuff that got ruined.
Stuff that got ruined?
Yeah, like way past the date, has mold all over it and all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
But right. mm-hmm. we're both wrong.
Yeah.
Here's the answer.
Okay.
A casket containing the remains of his father-in-law.
You said hopefully it's not grandma. It's his father-in-law. And he's in a casket. And it's in the trailer. So I assume they didn't look
nope.
in the trailer. They
nope.
just thought, well, it's a grab bag. We'll get whatever we get.
It's sort of like those storage unit guys. You buy a storage unit,
yeah.
and you never know what you're going to. You pop it open, and there's the remains.
Storage Wars, I think it's
yeah.
called.
Yeah. And there's the remains of Grandpa.
Yep.
That's what you got this time.
Yep.
Albuquerque police says the couple came from Oklahoma and was driving to Kirtland, New Mexico to bury him. But when they walked out of this residence inn this morning around 8:30.
Clearly his wife was extremely emotional.
Thankfully, less than 3 hours later.
We found the vehicle.
APD says the thieves dumped the truck and trailer just blocks away. The casket and body were still inside.
They didn't keep the casket and body?
She made it sound like they should have.
Right, she's like surprised. I mean, seriously, if you found that after you'd stolen it, wouldn't you keep it? That'd be like a keeper.
I'm gonna say no.
No? Just me, huh?
I'm going with no on that one. Yeah. Tell me about your dog theory.
Okay, all right. So this is weird.
I'm not sure I buy it.
It's I didn't believe it at all until I saw it in action. When you're walking your dog, you know how, like, if they decide they want to stay out a lot longer after they've already done their business.
Right.
But they just want to keep going on the walk, sniffing up a storm.
Right.
They just start pulling when you try and pull them back to the house, and they're just, nope, digging in.
So you're trying to get the dog back in the house, and it's
turn
not...
turn around and go home.
Gotcha.
And they just won't do it. And instead of, like, a big scene, I heard this trainer... say all you got to do is just turn your back on the dog and face the way you want to go. Just stand there on the sidewalk.
I'm not buying that.
Turn around.
Did you do it?
And face the other way the way you want to go. I was like, that's ridiculous.
I'm not buying that.
That's insane. and it worked immediately. Within 30 seconds, she had turned herself around, not realizing...
30 seconds is kind of a long time.
It's a little while. That's why you got to give it a minute, they would say. They would say a minute, but it worked on her in 30 seconds. And now I do it all the time, and it always amuses me. It cracks me up because she'll be like...
Is it still 30 seconds?
It's even less now, yeah, generally. Yeah, no, as soon as she just like notices, she looks up and sees me, and she's like, oh, his back is to me. I'm going the wrong way. We'll go this way then. Okay, I forgot. And they just, down we go, the way you want to go. I know.
Shaky.
Try it.
That's shaky.
Just, you have a dog?
I do.
Walk your dog?
I'll try it. I did this morning, yeah.
All right, so just turn your back and face the way you want to go. Give it like 2 minutes is what the trainer said.
2 minutes? Of course they're not. Of course they'll turn around in 2 minutes.
But usually it's a lot faster. Like mine was like, I say 30 seconds, but to most people that really is probably about 8 seconds.
That's a long time.
But it's not. Yeah. You know, they say 30 and they think it's, but yeah.
Are we going to take calls at 818-955-KLOS with your animal hacks?
Yeah, what other hacks? You got.
I'm not positive that I believe this one, but Sluggo vouches for
it. I was blown away. I was like a non-believer, and it just, I was like, this is, and it cracks me up every time because she's so determined to keep going and then thinks, oh, this is where we're going, goes running out in front of me, out the back.
How about that?
Yeah.
That's a shocking one.
Yeah. So yeah. Maybe a trainer has turned you on to something. You had a problem with your dog, like howling, or some way you keep them from howling.
Or you have a stupid cat.
Who likes to destroy your furniture.
You know what I mean? Like the cat sucks.
That you love, because cats are the best. So, hey, Kevin?
Any animal hacks.
Yeah, what do you got?
818-955-KLOS. Jack Byrne tweets, the reason you turn your back on your dog and then it comes is because it doesn't want to be left behind.
Yeah, I
think that makes sense.
Yeah, exactly. No, totally makes sense.
We're talking about animal hacks.
Yeah, see, I'm like found that if you were trying to get your dog to come back in after a walk, she's not ready, you just turn your back and face the direction that you want to go. And insanely, and I never would have thought it worked, they just turn around and they start following.
Yeah, I think you're lying, too.
Try it at home, folks. Try it at home.
You have animal hack for us?
When I'm eating dinner at the table, I'll, like, totally turn my head and ignore my dog, and then he'll just go lay down instead of begging.
He stops begging just because you ignore him.
Yeah, he stops begging.
Huh, because mine just basically jumps on my lap.
Do you have to turn your back to him like the other hack?
No, I'll be sitting at the table, and I'll totally, like, just turn my head away, and within a minute or so, he'll just go lay down.
I give up. Forget it. I'll just go starve over here.
How about that?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
All right, that's a good one to try. Thank you.
Thanks, man.
KLOS, hello.
My dog does not like to take pills, and I found that I tried to sprinkle it on the food and mix it in, and she always sniffs it out. So I bury it in a little chunk of cheese, or I wrap it up in a little cream cheese, and she never knows the difference.
And she gets those pills down. Nice. That's awesome. Right on.
I did that for my kids when they were small.
Did you?
Yeah. Bury it in there. Mac and cheese.
Now you just shake a bottle of pills at me, and I just pop whatever you got.
Yeah, what do you got today?
You just grab them.
That's a fact.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yeah, hello. I'm calling about animal hacks.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you have for us?
So I kind of wanted to back up Sluggo. I have a little dog, my girlfriend at the time, now my wife, we rescued, and he took off running over by USC, and my wife had no idea where we went. I was gone for probably 20 minutes chasing this little dog, but it wasn't until I looked at him and was like, you know what, F you, and I turned around and started walking the other way, and then sure as hell, he came trotting up behind me and followed me home the rest of the way.
Same thing happened
is
to me one time. He
right?
got away from me on New Year's Eve, and I ended up just kind of walking up to my front door, and she just came running up behind me.
So you just give up, basically.
Yeah,
but it works. Kind,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really weird.
I was sprinting.
Right.
Down over by USC thinking this dog was going to dart out in the street and get hit.
Yeah,
he
of course.
Had him a month.
I was stopping traffic.
Until oh, my God.
Right on, dude. Thank you for calling.
You're a terrible dog owner.
818-955-KLOS.
You have animal hacks? We'll take your calls.
At least I don't ignore my dog when she's begging at the table. I just give in. Five finger death punch. Blue on black. Great cover there. Good stuff, man.
We were talking about pets. Good ones like dogs and bad ones like cats. And we're talking about...
How dare you, sir.
Animal hacks. How to take care of them. You've learned something works. And you want to share it with other people. You have a story like that?
I've learned with my dumbass German Shepherd, when he gets out, if I, like, fall on the ground and pretend I get hurt, he turns around and runs back.
Oh,
is that
so
right?
Nice.
You fake getting hurt to get control.
That, or I just grab a tennis ball, and I throw the ball. He likes to play fetch. I'll just throw the ball towards him, and he'll bring it back.
I love the fake pain, though. That's brilliant.
That is pretty great.
But I don't think my dog would care. She'd be like, ha-ha, you're dumb. You deserve it.
Yeah.
Your neighbors are like, she falls down all the time. I don't know what's going on with her.
Right?
She needs Life Alert.
KLOS, hello.
I have a pretty good-sized lab that I walk every day.
Mm-hmm.
And my neighbor has a little chihuahua that she refuses to put on a leash. And probably three or four times this little chihuahua has attacked my lab.
I kill you.
To the point where I actually bit her on the lip. And my lab is a sweetheart. You know, I'm always pulling back on the leash, pulling back to try and get him apart because I don't want to see him fight.
Of course.
So what I learned is the other day when I was walking her, this little chihuahua again comes running at my dog.
I kill you.
I dropped the leash, and my dog literally beat the shit out of her little chihuahua.
Well, I mean, if there's not going to be any help from the owner, I mean, that kind of makes sense. We don't recommend that, though.
No, but that's funny.
It's hilarious.
It's funny as hell.
Yeah, thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Years ago, I had an old English sheepdog that used to travel with me everywhere. And I was in sales. She'd go see my clients because who doesn't love an old English sheepdog?
Right.
And so she wouldn't be uncomfortable in the car. About a month before I started doing this, anytime she peed, I would snap my fingers and point at the ground. And then I would, before I put her in the car, like a month later, I would snap my fingers, point at the ground, and she would pee.
Huh. Wow.
Yeah. And it was really cool. And we took her to a client one time, and I was telling this to the client, and the client snapped her fingers in her office and pointed to the ground, and Ragtime went over and squatted.
That's pretty fantastic.
Don't.
And if she didn't have to go, she would pretend to go.
Oh, wow.
She pretends to go. Your dog is too smart.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Right on. That's awesome, man.
Thank you for calling.
818-955-KLOS.
Your animal hacks. Matt Pinfield is at SoFi. We're going to talk to him backstage in a minute with Metallica.
Yeah, we're going to play you a whole bunch of Metallica and get you into the show. Sometime between now and 5:30, we'll tell you to call and get your tickets for tonight.
Let's talk about the second annual takeover of Disney California Adventure.
I had such a good time down there last night. I had a blast.
It was so fun.
It was. It was a good time.
I should post the picture of me on Guardians of the Galaxy ride because I look dope.
Wow, you just said dope.
I did. It didn't sound right.
I love that ride too, man. I like that feeling. There's some people that can't stand that feeling, but that's one of my favorite feelings in the world. That's why I want to go into space.
Space.
We have our former producer at the other place, Dave the King of Mexico.
Oh, nice, dude.
Who we spent the night with. Hey, Dave.
Yeah, we spent the night together.
Yes, we did.
Right to filth. Unbelievable.
What's up? I forget where we were standing in line. But Dave looked at Goofy,
the cartoon character Goofy, the famous dog that everybody loves.
Yes.
Yeah.
And said, "Goofy is a cow?"
Wow, how high were you, dude?
Did you pose it as a question?
Hold on. We were at Goofy Sky School, the second best ride at
that roller coaster. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And I asked the question,
right.
Is Goofy a dog or a cow? I'm going with cow.
But you're joking about that.
No, he's really high.
Sort of. Okay, listen. It's a real question. Because
it's not a real question.
Yes, it is.
Goofy's been around for a while.
Kevin, he's confused. Be nice now.
Listen, Goofy is always in the situation with barn animals. And Kevin, I know you're a big
Disney fan. That doesn't make it a cow.
I know you're a big Disney fan, Kevin. So you would know that Goofy's love interest is Clarabelle the cow.
Right.
Come on. And that makes
Goofy a cow?
For the most part, I mean.
It raises some questions.
For the most part.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
does
I
it...
mean, listen. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
No, no, I mean, I...
No, you said listen, yeah, so we're yeah, listening. Please.
Listen, Goofy, everything he's in is in barns and cow stuff. So he has to be a cow. He's in love with the cow.
Let me ask you a question.
He's weird. Yes.
If you were in a barn, would you be a cow?
How dare you apply logic? How dare you, sir? Guys, does that make every farmer a cow?
If I'm in love with a cow, then I might be a cow.
No, that's troubling. That's very troubling right now.
Dave, the King of Mexico, in love with a cow.
I don't like where this is going.
Listen, okay, he might not be a cow.
Right.
But he is definitely not a dog either. He's weird. He's like this anomaly.
Classic dog.
Yes.
He's exactly a dog. Been a dog forever. He's a perfect dog. He's goofy, for one thing, and he's loyal, and he's... Goofy. I don't know what else to say.
You know what he doesn't have? Udders.
How do you know? You don't know what's underneath those pants and the shirt.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
I know that you don't probably know this about me, but I do spend about half of my time reading medical journals.
Okay.
Just for fun.
All right. For the pictures.
Yes. And I found this headline, pollution blamed for rising number of boys born with testicles in wrong place.
Like across the street?
Landmark study shows.
Where do they end up?
I mean, the biggest one, I think, is the undescended testicles,
right,
which is an actual thing anyway in a certain amount of kids.
Yeah.
But they're saying that pollution is making it much worse.
What exactly do you mean wrong place?
That's why we bring in an expert.
Montana?
I don't have that information, but I believe our expert from the Public Health of France, his name is Dr. Marcel Desnoisettes. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that is correct. You have said my name correctly. I am Dr. Marcel Desnoisettes.
Excuse me.
It's a surprise to you, but I am actually a victim of cryptorchidism, which you're referring to, that is testicle is not descending from the abdominal cavity.
I had no idea that you were suffering from this.
No one does. No one could suspect when they meet me that my testicles have not descended. Only if it's true, I believe it or not, it is absolutely true. So this is a very personal matter for me to be talking about with you
on
the radio there in the United States of America.
Okay, because you understand it. This is great.
Yeah, you have
a personal experience with it, yes.
Okay. Are you okay, sir?
Yes, that's much better.
That's a miracle.
Wow. What happened?
It's an 18th of March miracle. Or
what?
Whatever it is.
Happened indeed.
I guess they popped.
Oh, whoa. Well. Did you breathe heavily?
Color me happy.
Did you know what's happening 1 week from today? Besides, of course, the alien invasion. It is the return of the KLOS name game, season 3. Of the game where we're asking you to guess what it is, the name of something that we are looking for, Tuesday through Thursday, every hour from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And every time somebody gets it wrong, the jackpot increases. 1 week from today, it begins. KLOS name game is back, or at least it will be 1 week from today, right after Labor Day is all over. Season 3 of the name game debuts, even though the writers are still on strike. It's your chance to guess and win every Tuesday through Thursday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and win your share of a giant pile of cash. Starting 1 week from today, the KLOS Name Game Season 3. A lot of stuff going on at 95.5 KLOS. For example, a week from today, right after Labor Day, Season 3 of the Name Game. We're going to give you a chance Tuesday through Thursday between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. to guess the name of whatever it is we're looking for, like, for example, a classic arcade game. And it's your chance to win a share of a giant pile of cash. Starts 1 week from today. That's one of the things going on here at KLOS. Imagine the chaos on this day in rock in 1976 when in London at an event organized by Malcolm McLaren, the Sex Pistols, the Buzzcocks, and the Clash all played a show. Dave Grohl had said on stage at the UK Reading Festival he wanted to get Oasis back together. And on this day in rock in 2019, Noel Gallagher of Oasis said he wanted to start a petition to break up the Foo Fighters.